Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, it's been a long week. I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but when we have a vacation day in the middle of the week, it's really weird. So like we had, and I'm sure I've heard other people say this. So we had Christmas on a Wednesday, and then New Year's is on a Wednesday, which is right in the middle of the week. So like normally, well, not normally, but what you would prefer. Oh, my chair is squeaking. What you would prefer is to have Christmas and New Year's on a Friday so that, you know, you could have a long weekend followed by a work week and then another long weekend. And instead, you get this, well, at least me, because I didn't, a lot of people, you know, will take off the entire week, but probably not both. I mean, not many people are taking off like 2 weeks in a row. Unless, you know, you're going, I don't know, some of our Indian folks that work at Walmart, they'll take a whole month off, you know, and they'll go back to India. Not necessarily at Christmas, but I'm just saying they'll save up their vacation and do an entire month because it's, you know, when you go to India or when Mark goes to the Philippines or, you know, when you go someplace a long ways off, you have jet lag that you have to contend with and, you know, you're down for 2 or 3 days just trying to get over the jet lag, and then you have a lot of family you want to see probably. So maybe people like that, but normally you would prefer to not work a few days, have a day off, work some more days, have a day off. It's just been really weird. It's been a really weird week, a really weird 2 weeks, you know, and also because of the fact that work was so dead. But I felt like I still needed to be getting things done, but I could not make myself work. Like, no matter what I did, today, finally, I was able to achieve some stuff. But what I'm working on is really complicated and not very straightforward. So it's just taking a lot of effort to get what I'm doing set up. And I've got so many other things because I'm kind of in a position where I straddle the line between doing technical things like development and setting up various monitoring and other things, you know, infrastructure type stuff, and also writing code and writing scripts and doing some database stuff. I do a little bit of a lot of things, but then also being kind of a team lead slash product owner, I have a lot of customer stuff that I have to deal with, and it's hard to balance all that. But anyway, all that being said, I did get a little bit done today, but not as much as I wanted to get done. I did not achieve the goal that I wanted to achieve for the day. So I did bring my laptop home. I may do some more work this weekend. And, but that's it. So, you know, since I recorded last night, Mark and I ate, we went and picked up music. So I'm in Newsies. So this is when you'll start hearing me talking about my next musical. I'm in Newsies at the theater, at the Rogers Theater, and it starts... Well, we start rehearsals the first weekend of February, and then the shows are the second, third, and fourth weekend of February, I think, off the top of my head. That's what I'm going to say. And anyway, so she luckily got in the music early. I know we're still kind of a month away from even our first rehearsal. The cast is already starting to rehearse. They start like, I don't know, they must start like a month to a month and a half before the performances. And they have to learn music, they have to learn choreography, they have to learn their lines, they have to learn all of this stuff. The orchestra, we just kind of go like the last week of rehearsals. And so we have one orchestra rehearsal that's just the orchestra. And then we do all these tech rehearsals with the cast. But Mark has a wedding in Las Vegas that first weekend of February. And so we're doing this whirlwind trip to Vegas where we're going to fly out on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to be there for the wedding on Sunday. And then we're going to leave at 1 a.m. Monday morning, like on a red eye flight back. and arrive back in town like 8 a.m. on Monday or 8:30. And we're going to take the day off from work, but basically we're going to be in Vegas for a day and a half or something like that. And the main reason for that is because I have this newsies and I have rehearsals that I have to go to. And so I told him, I said, well, I don't want you to miss your wedding. And I know you want me to go with you. I said, but I have to be at the Saturday rehearsal. And I feel like I really need to be at as many of the other rehearsals as I can. So there'll be a Saturday, which is orchestra only. And that's kind of like, you have to be at that one because that's where she gives us all our notes and we make any cuts that we need to make and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I have to be at that one. And I said, you know, I would really like to be back in time for the rehearsal on Monday and then just miss the Sunday rehearsal. And so he said, okay, so that's why we kind of, and I said, we can still go to the wedding. Maybe we can fit in a show. Maybe we can go to a late show Saturday night. We might even fit in a show on Sunday night as well, or, you know, do something fun. I don't know how long or what time the wedding is, but I know the wedding's on Sunday. And so anyway, I said, you know, maybe we can fit in something, but I really want to be back. So we just decided instead of sleeping another night in Vegas Sunday night, we would just sleep on the plane. We would, you know, have fun as long as we can and then go straight to the airport around 10 p.m. or something and then, you know, fly out at 1 and just sleep half a day once we get back to the house. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do that because I'm not good at sleeping during the daytime. I'm not good at taking naps. And then I think, oh, well, if I do that, am I going to be really groggy for our rehearsal that's at 6 p.m.? But then will I be really amped up after the rehearsal and not be able to get to sleep that night? So it's going to be really busy. But February is going to be really busy because, well, actually, I'm going into a busy couple of months because I'm going to have my California trip in a week and a half. Well, in about a week. So I'm leaving on the 12th. I want to say, and I'll be in California for 5 nights. Yeah, 5 nights. I'm coming back on, leaving on a Sunday afternoon and then coming back on a Friday afternoon. And that'll be busy because I have when I go out there, I have to have meetings and, you know, we need to plan for the next quarter and do all that kind of stuff. And so I'll be doing all of that, but then, you know, coming back and then I'll have like a week and a half and then we'll have Vegas and for 2 days, you know, a day and a half. And then in the middle of that, it's going to be rehearsals for Newsies and then Newsies will start. And then the whole month of February will just be Newsies, Newsies, Newsies work, you know. And then I'll get a little less busy because I don't have anything planned for March. But in April, Mark is going to the Philippines. So I feel like I'll have at least a week in the Philippines. So then, you know, March, April, there's going to be some busyness going on there as well. My life is always busy. And then, you know, the Pride 48 stuff will start in June. We haven't set the final date yet, but we will have a live at home streaming event somewhere around the last weekend of June. And I don't have final dates, but we should be deciding that this month. So hopefully we'll be making some announcements. And then, you know, we'll have New Orleans and then the year will almost be over, so I don't know. My life is so busy. But I don't know. I guess I would rather be busy than not have anything to do. But sometimes I look at people who just kind of have a simple existence where they don't have a lot of stuff going on and they just hang around the house and, you know, do macrame or whatever. I'm like, oh, that would be nice. But I don't know. I'd probably get bored. Even when I have days off or weekends or something like that, I reorganize the garage or I do another podcast or I do website work for pride48.com or, you know, something like that. So I've always got something, or I take another course online, you know, on something that I want to learn. So I think I'm just habitually busy. Oh, sorry about that. My computer is making a noise. Anyway, so I think I stay habitually busy. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.